Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, 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 listeners of Lower Your Expectations. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Marcus.
How are you, Matt?
I'm very good. How are you, Marcus?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Matt. Really good. We've got so much to cover this episode, guys. We do have a lot to cover.
We should probably jump in, actually, shouldn't we?
Let's just jump right into it.
Sorry for the break last week. It was just...
too much, guys.
Marcus fancied a trip to Dubai, so I didn't have anyone to sit across the table
from. I was on a job there. I didn't just fancy a trip there. But, yeah, it was all just a bit much, guys. We needed a break. We need a stress reliever. It's too much, this whole YouTube thing. We just need some help.
But... just to explain the plan, so this is going to be the last episode
ever
of 2018.
Of season two of Lower Your Expectations.
Two, yes.
We don't actually have specific seasons. We never plan to, but kind of worked out that we've done 50 episodes roughly for a season.
Yeah, I think we're on 40.
45.
Okay.
And yeah, we just think it's obviously Christmas is coming up. We don't want to film a load of pre-recorded content just for the sake of uploading stuff.
It won't be very good. Like, trust us. We've tried.
We've been there before. We've been in that hole. And yeah, so we thought this would be a good time to step back, refresh, take a break. And to be honest, we actually want to come back with a bit of a refresh on the podcast in terms of formats, in terms of guests, in terms of new ideas, because we've done 90 episodes and we haven't really changed much.
But yeah, we want to just have a little look, see what we can do. And this is where you guys can join in too, if you fancy. Let us know what you would like to see us do.
Yeah.
Or if you've got any ideas for formats.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because we kind of started as like a YouTube podcast. We've been going 2 years now. And I think we were one of the first YouTube-y podcasts in the UK. Obviously now loads of people have podcasts, but I think our relationship with YouTube is changing as it is. And yeah, we're going to see what we can do next year.
Next year, the intro is going to be join Snapchatter, Marcus Butler.
It's just weird. YouTube's a weird place. And it's, well, I mean, we're going to get into that in a minute. But
before you say too much, have you got your passport with you?
No.
Oh, but you need it because you're going to Thailand tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you also need it now.
Okay.
Okay.
I got my backup.
Because off we go. Oh, hang on a minute. This is a strange looking spaceship. It's actually a bus and we're flying along and it's like a little island down there and people are jumping off. There's a guy with blue hair at the front. What's he saying? Oh, Fortnite, here we go. And then you look over to the right and there's YouTube over there. But for some reason, there's loads of people shouting at it and they're not very happy. They think it's all gone a bit too PC. Don't know what that means. I'm sure we'll find out in the next 20 minutes or so, though. And we've landed for the last time in 2018 and the last time ever on this podcast. We have landed in the digital world.
Can I just say, I saw a comment on the podcast video that said, where's Matt's intro on the videos? It's recorded, mate. The footage.
It's just a little treat for the people who listen to the podcast. Does it need to be a video?
Will you stop?
Get enough hate as it is.
Is that going to be one of the things you change next year, do you reckon?
Yes. Didn't need to think about that one.
No one told you to do it, though.
Your
own creative journey.
Genuinely, and it's nice. I get messages from people saying, please don't stop the intro.
That's what I was like with stopping hello. Everywhere you go now, they're going to ask you to do that on the street.
No,
can you do, please, can you do your intro?
Matt, have you got your passport?
Yes. Next time you fly and someone recognises you. YouTube Rewind. Woo!
Yeah. That time of year again. I've completely forgotten that. Yeah, it's December, isn't it? Not that it's a thing. No. That is, yeah, always in December, isn't it?
Yes.
I can't believe it's been a year since, because you were in last year's one. I remember we went down to the studio to do it.
Yeah, and I did a sort of Tom Cruise Mission Impossible-esque stunt.
Well, where's that time gone? But the idea this year with YouTube Rewind is everyone controls Rewind. So you're thinking, oh, okay, that's interesting. What's the intro going to be? Which YouTube OGs are going to be? Is it going to be Niga Higa or PewDiePie, Jenna Marbles? Oh, no, it's Hollywood actor Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith, the YouTuber.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
So straight away, you're like, what's going on here? Yeah. Well, it was The Rock last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At the start?
Yeah. I mean, The Rock had his spell on YouTube, didn't he?
Is he still uploading?
I don't know. I think, obviously, what happens is these big names do, like, shows or something with YouTube.
YouTube Premium.
YouTube Premium. And, yeah, they are not just choosing to create
Will
a YouTube
Smith
channel.
Isn't just sat there between films like, you know what? I really want to start a YouTube channel. Yeah, I should vlog.
You know what? On our next family holiday, I should definitely vlog it. Like, that sounds cool.
So, I want to be a bit more public than I already am.
I want to be relatable.
So every year, YouTube does a thing called YouTube Rewind, where it's supposed to be a celebration of the year in terms of what's been big on YouTube.
Yeah, the biggest
music,
trends,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Marcus, you've been in a couple of them. So how does it work? What's the process like?
Okay, so the process is, well, it's just a mass production, isn't it? Yeah. Like, I think for them, it's always been like, how many varied YouTubers from around the world can we put into this video? And yeah, it's just got a bit more intense each year, hasn't it? If you look back at YouTube Rewinds, the budget has clearly been upped year on year on year.
Well, remember the first one? I think it was just like almost like a mashup of clips, basically, rather than actually
acting or doing some
narrative. Yeah, exactly. So that came in about 2012, I think, when they started getting people into like PewDiePie, wasn't it, and things, wasn't it? Yeah, so that's why historically they do it.
Yeah.
But the reason we're talking about it today is...
because it's got really bad. It's just got a bit bad, hasn't it?
Dropped last night and people don't like it. I mean, that's all we can say. Like, people just don't like it. Well, we should say as well that people normally do like it. It's not as if it's the thing every year people hate.
No, it's not. People do... obviously, it's a video that's put on the trending page. It gets hundreds of millions of views.
Yeah.
So you're going to receive some sort of hate. But no, you're right. It's not like an outed, hated thing that people passionately are aggressive towards.
Well, you mentioned earlier when we were chatting about it, how last year people were quite negative towards it.
Yeah, I think they were negative towards last year's, well, you can see on that screenshot there. So in terms of likes, it got what, 3.7 million likes, 1.9 million dislikes.
Which is still, you know, overwhelmingly, that's like 60-40, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot of dislikes though, when you think about it. Like, compared to the previous years, it's a lot of dislikes. And I think they got a lot of backlash because they had a big, like, Logan and Jake moment in it. And obviously they were very controversial figures on YouTube last year.
And that was before Logan made his big mistake, wasn't it?
But before that, especially Jake was a very controversial figure, wasn't he? So I think it got a lot of criticism for that. But this year it's just one big cringe fest.
Well, let's say, so this year, I mean, it's only been up for not even 24 hours as time of recording, but it's got 812,000 likes, 1.6 million dislikes.
It's like 30% likes.
That's 70% mad. Dislike. They must be frustrated, to say the least.
Yeah, but what can you expect? Like, as a viewer, as a person, I started watching it last night when it came out. Honestly, I told you, I genuinely stopped watching it after a minute and a half because I felt so lost from this thing. I felt they were talking to kids. I felt it was Disney for YouTube. And I
was, so like, was that not the YouTube you know when you watch that?
No, but then also that might be like me as... okay, I'm not even really involved like in YouTube now. It's in terms of an enjoyment platform to go and consume content on. We were talking about it earlier. It's like I'm struggling to like stay watching people on YouTube because of the direction it's going and what's popular is going, etc. So I don't know. It was just a bit of a cringe fest.
And it's not always been like this because me and Gemma one night... I can't remember when we did it, a couple of years ago. We went through and watched all of them, back to back. And some of them, we were getting really emotional. Like, oh my God, yeah, that was such a good year. Oh, love that song. Oh yeah, remember that. And it was really nice. It was nostalgic. Whereas watching this year, number one, I didn't recognize hardly any of the songs apart from Baby Shark. Fantastic. Other than that, I didn't recognize any of the songs. Maybe the Drake bit, the Kefi? Isn't it called Up In My Feelings? I know the song name.
Yeah.
Or In My Feelings.
Kiki, do you love me?
I'm down with the kids, aren't I? I'm
cool. Yeah, you definitely are.
I am on trend. But then also, like, the actual content that it was reflecting, I didn't recognise hardly any of it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a big surrounding around Fortnite, obviously, which, like, makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
But yeah, the like campfire concept was a bit strange. And like you said, with the music, I was just listening to this like, Jesus, have they like tried to make the music annoy you? Or
Yeah, I mean, it was just a complete cringe fest. It was one of the most expensive cringe like compilations ever made. And because it must go through so many layers, like who, surely someone in that line is thinking, oh, guys, hamming it up a little bit too much at the moment. We need to do something different here.
But is that just the direction of YouTube? Have we matured from previous years and we're now more, we're more out of touch with that style of content? Or
quite possibly
has it genuinely just catered for a younger audience because they're the audience that YouTube wants to target, and in terms of engagement, in terms of all those things, it comes from a younger audience, so are they targeting it with that video? I don't know.
Well, I think one of the big things to notice from this is the Rewind was completely devoid of the main sort of characters on YouTube who are bringing people to the platform.
Yeah,
the Pools, KSI, Shane Dawson, like there's so many big personalities who have been missed out. And I don't understand why.
Well, a lot in their defense, I know a lot of people probably turn it down from busyness or just like,
yeah, not,
there's no way PewDiePie is watching like the previous one and going, well, I need to be in this. Like he would have been asked every year and he's turning it down for sure.
Well, supposedly last year he wasn't asked.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because of the controversy.
Oh, yeah.
To not even acknowledge them. I find that so strange.
Like, well, it's just, we said earlier, the boxing match was one of the biggest YouTube moments in YouTube culture.
It's got to be one of the most successful things to ever go onto the mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what your feeling is towards it, if it was cringe, if it was
whatever,
fine. But you have to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Matt, everyone was talking about
I felt from watching it that they didn't want any controversy at all. And if they were to say anything slightly not child friendly or something, then that's gonna get people rattled. But
who is this being made for though? Because you said earlier how, you know, use Disney. It's like, well, YouTube isn't Disney, is it? That platform is not, you know, completely PC PG friendly. Like you go on there and you're, you know, we watched music video earlier that's made for kids, but it's talking about prostitutes and things. Like the two don't marry together. But that's what YouTube, that's what people love about YouTube, is that you can be unpredictable, you can stretch things and do what you want on that platform.
Yeah.
Whereas watching that, I was like, it just feels like an ad for a Disney channel.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize any of the YouTube that I kind of know from it on there.
Yeah, you recognize that they've still got, you know, they've got Liza Koshy, they've got big people in there, which are big names and faces from the platform, but it's more the messaging and the things they're trying to put out there. It just didn't resonate.
So this episode, I was going to say, because we didn't know this was coming out, we're going to talk about like a year in review. Yeah. And on the list that I had, it was obviously the Logan Paul Forrest incident, the boxing match, Shane Dawson miniseries, and PewDiePie versus T-Series to be who's got the most subscribers, that kind of race. And none of it was in YouTube Rewind.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy,
the Forest incident,
it?
Obviously that's not going to be in there.
Could you imagine if opening scene is Will Smith doing a parody of Logan?
Or the apology.
See, that would be kind of funny and, they're never going to do that.
No, but it would be funny.
If
they could look at themselves like that and be meta, but it's what we were saying a couple of weeks ago. YouTube is no longer that small platform that's individual and people can do what they want on there. It's a big, big business. It's worth like $40 billion. Of course, they can't make fun of themselves anymore like that. To have all those topics, none of them covered.
Yeah.
And they are, they are the biggest things that happened this year on YouTube. Like Shane Dawson's miniseries, particularly Tanacon.
I'm trying to think as well.
And Jake Paul. No one else is getting like 20 million views in a day or 2 days. Like.
Collins Key is.
And he was in the video.
He was in it.
Slime! But when did YouTube become this? Watching that, I think that's what people are so disillusioned with. What's happened to this platform that I used to know and love? When did it become so kind of uncool and so like the man, the establishment? Sort of. That's what I don't get.
I think, you've summed it up there. Like, my take from watching it is just, okay, this is not made for me. I'm not the consumer of this mass-produced product that they are showcasing YouTube as. And my takeaway is that's just the style of content they're obviously pushing and going to continue to push. And I felt like it was made for kids. And
Definitely.
Previously, I've been able to enjoy watching Elements, and like you said, you feel really involved. And this year, I was like, whoa, I feel
completely
out of the loop of a majority of things that are going on in this video.
And it's kind of sad because, like before, yeah, there would always be that kind of cringe element, like some kind of trend. But usually, it was actually quite funny, really, because everyone's just taking the piss. And the only thing I could think and hear that was kind of like that was seeing Casey dancing to K-pop. I'm like, okay, like that's ridiculous, but fine, funny. I just didn't understand why they didn't have any of the kind of the edginess that YouTube can bring. How cool would this have been? Maybe I'm way off and this is an awful pitch, but you have the section where they're doing that dance or whatever, and then you cut to, and it's like a commentary channel, one of the biggest ones, saying, why are they doing this? This is ridiculous.
Because
like,
it's being pushing negativity, and YouTube aren't about that at all. It's like, positive vibes, we're a happy place.
Yeah. The world is perfect.
Yeah, but like you can see that from the messaging where there was that breakdown in the middle, and everyone's like, now's the time that we say important messages to save the world. What? Like, sure, great, love that approach, but like you said, don't just sit there and go, oh, we need to do this. Just do it. Like,
I agree.
You don't need to talk about it, trying to forcefully put it into the script when it just was.
The execution of that segment, I think in particular, was really off. Like, it was just weird. So like when we've done writing and things and you're taught how, you know, you're meant to show things, not tell. If they had just shown that those empowering issues, if they had shown them from people's videos, from clips, from the news, where people have made a difference, and there are loads of things.
That's more inspiring to look at that and you see the realness through that, rather than someone just sat and going, yeah,
the world is becoming a better place, we're doing this. It's like, just show it, because you don't need to have people sat round reading from this script. And it's not their fault either. They've been given these hammy lines, which anyone delivering those lines are going to struggle. If you just show one of those videos, like specifically in my head, there was a YouTube channel called Pee Wee Tom's, and I watched his videos, and it was basically like his dealing with cancer and things like that, and it was dealing with like the last few weeks of his life. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awful, but also very inspiring, because it's like, you can do this, this is what you learn about it. Why didn't YouTube Rewind use any specific cases? YouTubers?
Put a inspiring compilation together from all of those people's personal stories that have actually gone through those incredible moments.
And I'm sorry to say, it felt like a load of bland statements. Like, I wasn't even taking it in properly, because I was like, it's just like one after another, and I'm like, what? Wait, who said this? Like, it's easier when you see it.
I'm just laughing thinking when they're sat in a circle and it's like
one after another.
2019, women are great. Asia has come a long way on YouTube. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, show it.
Yeah.
The idea is good. The execution is just, I don't understand it. It would have been cheaper to get those videos rather than have to bring everyone in.
Well, it's more real as well.
From the moment Will Smith steps in, you're like, okay, this is a problem. Like, I'm not ready for this. Nothing against Will Smith, but why have you got a Hollywood actor use one of your people who have made this platform what it is.
Yeah, but
it's almost a sign of disrespect.
But it also then shows the transition that YouTube does want to become more of a traditional media powerhouse by bringing these huge traditional celebrities along this journey and pushing them at the front. Like, look, traditional celebs are on YouTube. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Like, look who we've got.
It's like a kick in the face to everyone else who's way more influential on the platform, who's made YouTube what it is today, and probably a lot less cringe.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's what I was going to ask you. Like, as one of the OG YouTubers, what are you thinking watching this? Because I imagine YouTube Rewind used to be a thing you'd be really excited to see. Like, everyone's talking about it.
If I'm honest, before I'd been in one, that was like a dream. It would be an honor to be invited to be in a YouTube Rewind for me. And I remember when it first happened, we did it in a green screen, like filming ourselves, and it was like, oh, that's really cool. But like, and then the next year they invited onto the actual set where they're doing it, and it's crazy, and that was cool. But I think the deeper thing that goes back to what I said earlier is that I feel a lot of the content on YouTube is changed, but I think it's more that it's not just me looking at YouTube Rewind and thinking, oh, that's what it is. I think it's that is a representation of YouTube as a whole at the moment. And
well, I think it's sad that, you know, I watched it and felt completely disillusioned with it. I was like, well, I don't even understand a lot of the choices being made. But then it's, you know, I've only been working with you for a couple of years. Like, for you, who, you know, you give your career to YouTube and things, that must be more, I don't know, sad if you feel like it's not representing what you think YouTube is, or maybe just,
yeah,
don't know, do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but at the same time, I think I take myself less seriously now as like a, I'm a big YouTuber. Need to be in that YouTube rewind, yeah? You know, like, have to stay relevant. Less about that, and we've gone on this journey of content. And
sure.
I think that's what it is. We are maybe just not as in touch with the content
that you might be right, actually.
Is doing bits on YouTube.
Doing absolute bits.
Bits. Diss track coming next week. Watch out, Steffi. Dropping that diss track on Steffi. Ooh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So we've kind of gone into the nitty-gritty of why this doesn't work. Have we missed anything? Cringe, executed poorly. this is another point, actually. What's strange about it is they almost need to strip back, because they've got so many people in there, but because they're all on for so quick, you don't really connect with anyone.
No.
Yeah, one of the ironies is that because they've got so many creators on there, which is great, all for inclusivity, but it almost diminishes the effect all of them are having, and it's very hard to get involved with the story of the show, of the episode.
On the defense of YouTube,
yeah.
Something that I've just thought of is, like you said, they definitely year on year have got better at including. YouTube is like a global platform, global culture, and within those subcultures, there are massive. It's always been about like the Americans or the British YouTubers,
true.
Who everyone knows. But now it's split up. There are massive YouTubers doing bits in absolute bits in their countries and in different languages, which is amazing for the platform because it's bringing everyone together. But as someone who probably doesn't watch all of that different content, maybe that's another reason why we do feel a bit distant, because we know some of the people, but of course we're not going to know all the big YouTubers who are massive in their own right in the language that they speak. So maybe that's another thing.
Maybe they need to consider then doing a separate YouTube rewinds.
Oh, don't just die, could you imagine?
There's 100 coming up. No, but you could have one for English speakers. You could have another for the Spanish market. You could have something like that. But then you get into who you're going to leave out.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. And I really enjoyed seeing the different cultures, actually. That was one of the positives for sure.
Yeah.
It's just that because they got so many people, it was just hard keeping up.
But you're always like that.
Yeah.
I feel in the last few years, especially, it's been like, wow, there's so many YouTubers in here now.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think they should have gone all out on the Fortnite theme. They kind of did to begin with, of the bus and then going into the island.
Yeah.
I think they should have maybe had a few more elements of that. Even if it's not obvious, but just to go with the story. I didn't feel like there was a story. I didn't understand what you were like resonating with.
Jumping on that battle royale.
Yeah, and then I think another thing people were, that I saw anyway, were quite frustrated with was just how PC everything was.
Yeah.
How
but that's what
safe
I've said. They're never
was.
Gonna do that because it must actually be really hard for YouTube, again, because they've created this massive, ginormous media outlet, whatever. But like, you got to think they're still making shit tons of money off of the adverts, but they've had such issues in controlling those ads because it got so out of control with the whole apocalypse and everything. And like when it's compared to more traditional outlets, like TV ads and stuff, it still is, it's nowhere near it. It's so distant from that still. So I just think it is hard for them, but we're not going to, us sitting here going, we wish it would be a bit more like edgy. Yeah. They're just not going
to
do that.
But it goes back to, who is this being made for? Is it being made for viewers of YouTube, or is it being made for brands, advertisers, other big companies to get involved with them?
Yeah.
And I think we all know the answer to that question. There's everyone that was on there are all very marketable people. There's no one on there who doesn't do brand deals. You know, imagine if iDubbbz was on there or someone like that. They're not going to do it, are they?
No, because...
Even H3H3.
Controversial. Look, there's still 812, by the time we're recording this, 812,000 people who have liked that. Still a lot of likes. There's a lot of kids liking.
Is that your hypothesis?
My hypothesis.
We've pretty much given it a good kicking while it's down.
Absolutely never going in someone's algorithm again. The channel is just like blocked from YouTube now.
Demonetized. Yeah. But what can we, let's be constructive then, for next year's YouTube Rewind.
Listen to us, YouTube.
We know everything, clearly. We have a podcast. Yeah. That means we know everything. Didn't you know that? Everyone knows that, don't they? We do know everything. So what could they do for next year? Well, I'm not even going to deny that. Okay. We do know everything.
Okay. What could they do?
Just to get people liking it. More likes and dislikes. How are they getting over that 50%?
I think the main thing is be a bit more real. Yeah. Stop with this fantasy world that YouTube is trying to be portrayed as this happy, saving the world platform. Great. It has all those elements of it. But it also has many other elements. And it would be cool to just... like we said, even if they made a parody out of those moments, it'd be cool just to see them incorporate that whole other side of YouTube, which is maybe a bit darker.
A little bit of satire would definitely not go amiss.
Yeah, along with obviously being less cringe.
Do you think that they should involve the controversial people? You know, next year, should they have a Jake Paul on?
Yeah, because that's what YouTube is. YouTube isn't just full of like PG-friendly people going, we're amazing and we're saving the world. That's what YouTube is. It's so much more than that. And also, I'm not against them using big name celebrities who have YouTube channels. Sure, because that is like, look, this person's using YouTube. But don't make them like the core focus.
The star.
Don't make them the star of the show when, let's be honest, I'm sorry, they're not the stars of YouTube. They're not. It's cool. Yeah. Very cool that big names are using YouTube as a platform now and engaging with it. Because for everyone else, that's like, oh, great. More people are getting it, but they're not the stars.
Another concept they could have done is having the whole thing revolve around PewDiePie versus T-Series. Both sets of people are trying to do, get more subs, and it's who they're getting on their teams and all of this.
But you've also got to remember, they are probably planning that storyline.
True.
Throughout the whole year.
That's a good point, actually. I'd love to know when production starts.
Because when you said about Shane, I was even thinking, you know, would this have all been planned before? But it can't be, because they have to take into consideration the entire year. Yeah. But I'm trying to think what was the most up-to-date event from that video. I can't remember.
I guess what they're doing is getting an overall narrative quite early on. Yeah. And then they just keep an eye on what's trending and then just give it a little nod here or there.
Yeah.
You are right. It's actually very difficult. It's a really hard job to do.
Yeah. We're not saying it, well, we could do this better.
It must be, because forget about the inclusivity, just the story.
Yeah. You've got so many boxes that you have to tick. Choosing those trends alone must be, because there's probably many more trends that they left out, but you can't obviously cover. It is hard, but we would love to know what your guys' thoughts are if you'd like to let us know some way, shape, or form using the hashtag LYE on Twitter. That would be a good way to let us know.
Doesn't Ryan Heger do his own version of YouTube Rewind? That's always infinitely better.
Which is mad. I mean, he is amazing at what he does, but he does usually do it. Although, did he not do one last year?
I can't remember. To round off 2018... I've got a couple of questions here for you. Not big questions, normal sized questions.
No.
Predictions for 2019. Number one.
God.
Who will win the KSI Logan Paul rematch?
Gonna have to go with Logan. JJ did very well in the last fight, but I think Logan is an animal. His words. He looks like a natural fighter based on the last fight. Why am I giving a full on in-depth answer?
I want you to do it. Okay, we're on a podcast, you know everything.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I think the only thing that stopped Logan winning the last fight was his fitness, because he didn't have enough time to physically prepare himself for the fight. I think he will come out on top.
I'm going to go British, KSI.
That's not me saying I want Logan to win.
So no. I know. You're speaking objectively.
So
looking at
is
it.
Is that yours as well? You objectively think KSI is going to win? I don't think you do. I think you're trying to be nice because you're British.
I want to meet you, KSI. Yeah. But on paper, they shouldn't even be fighting each other, should they?
Why?
They,
same well, weight.
Do you not think they're
same
in...
Same weight.
Yeah, but height. It's so different. Nothing, is there nothing to do with
nothing
that?
Nothing to do with height. Anthony Joshua's not stepping in the ring going, you're actually 4 centimetres smaller than me. Mate, you're that, what you hit
it's
that.
It's a big difference, your reach, isn't it? It's a big difference.
There's nothing on that. Boxing is purely weight classes.
Okay, if I'm being real, Logan's going to win. KSI will do very well to get a draw again. But he did very well this year to get that.
Everyone has written KSI off many times before, and then he comes back and he's like, fuck you guys. So maybe he does the same.
Next question. What will the next batch of like the big YouTube trend be? So we did this last year as well. And so last year we had, what would you say this year has been?
Do you remember, I did
your hand up? Yes.
Thank you. I did actually predict the fighting, didn't I?
Yeah.
I like to remember that moment. So I made a joke. I was like, it was when the whole diss tracks were on and I joked about.
Oh yeah, what's next?
I was like, what's next? Everyone's going to be fighting each other, literally. I am a trendsetter. Trend predictor, not setter. Definitely not setter, predictor.
Come on then, let's set the next trend. What's it going to be?
I think we are going to see these subcultures of like sports, fighting, be turned into like super leagues. And I think there's going to be like, there already is with like the football leagues and stuff, but I think it's going to become bigger and they're going to be leagues and almost organizations set up around these things. And
so what, like YouTube has its own like boxing division sort of thing?
Yeah, I think it will move towards that.
That could be really interesting.
Could be interesting, yeah. But in terms of like the next, what's YouTube going to, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like a next 2 or 3 year plan, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds bad. Like I'm not really that excited as a viewer I've always been a massive fan of watching YouTube, but I'm not feeling excited thinking, what's the next thing?
Well, I think not this year, last year, 2017 was the David Dobrik, Jake Paul, that style of vlogging, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Logan, like when it's all crazy. And I guess David's different because he scripts this out. And
yeah, well, I think I said it earlier, last year, 2017 was the whole diss tracks, drama fueled, pushing it up a level. Yeah. This year, I mean, it's just gone above that.
Yeah, how do you escalate punching each other in the face? I'm just trying to think, how can you escalate vlogging? What's the next form of vlogging? I think we've maybe reached the peak of that.
I think it's going to be less about individuals and more about the group together and like clout gang and like all that stuff.
And finally, who will be the subject of Shane Dawson's next docuseries?
Bad Baby.
Do you know that? Is that?
No, it's just my prediction.
You said that so confidently. Well, I feel like,
I don't know. It's insider knowledge.
Insider trading going on here.
Yeah, I think it'll be Bad Baby or something totally unrelated to YouTube.
What would you prefer? Like a YouTuber or outside of YouTube? I think I'd definitely prefer YouTuber personally.
Yeah, I think YouTube.
I hope it's someone that is kind of like similar to Jeffree Star in the sense that they've got a huge business on YouTube. They're massive, but no one really knows what the individual's like, what the person's like. I think that could be an interesting sell.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
Watch this space. Yeah. Well, not our space. No. We're not doing it. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the last ever big question.
Yeah.
This is a really important one.
Okay.
Woman sues ex-boyfriend after his abnormally long penis stretched her vagina.
Right.
This woman, forgive me if I don't pronounce this right, Cylindil Mangena, 29, claims that she will have to pay £8,000 for reconstructive surgery after getting intimate. This is in Zimbabwe, and she's given a quote saying that her private parts were tight before she met this person in 2016. And they had a proper relationship. It was looking like they were going to get married, things like that. Fortunately, ended. But unfortunately ended. And then after that, she's claimed that he's stretched her.
Right. I mean, sounds absolutely ridiculous. Like, if it was consensual, which it sounds like it is, then get a fucking grip.
But in the same article, I think it's just big dick related. Right. It's got about the guy who's got a 13.5-inch penis and how it's ruining his acting career.
A lot, yeah. Having a massive dick is not enjoyable, is it? You're not whipping out a 13.5-inch cock and everyone's like, oh, I just want to nobble that up.
Nobble?
Like, do you know what I mean? There's a limit. You got to get... There's like...
Brilliant.
There's a limit where it's like over this and it's like... That's scary. That's not enjoyable for a lot of people.
You got to give a specific there?
Well, I don't know. Let's go over, say, I'd say an 8-inch is probably like the limit where it's like, that's probably a bit too big for me.
What are you basing this on?
Just, I don't know. Generalization of dick size. Like, you got to think, the average dick size is what? It's like 5 inches, 5.5 inches or something.
Yeah.
So like, if we're, you know, 13.5 inches is like the biggest. Somewhere in between, there's got to be a moment where it's like, that's probably a bit too big.
Could you imagine, like, they must have to disclose that with people, like, on first dates? Because could you imagine, like, just suddenly going to...
Surprise! Hello! I hope you're not tight! I feel sorry, but it's awkward, isn't it? Like,
this is why I love the big question.
Yeah,
we would never be talking about...
We would never be talking about what size is too big.
Sad, this story, and there's no ending. We don't know. Doesn't say they're still going to court about
it. Oh, it sounds ridiculous. Like, if we're going to say it, it does sound a bit ridiculous, doesn't it?
Well, the guy's yet to respond to the allegations. How do you prove it?
Well, how do you respond to that? Well, yeah, sorry. Is it my fault that you decided to have sex with me? Like, what?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Because it's all consensual. That's what I'm saying. Nothing like that. It's, yeah. Yeah, okay. So,
whoops, should
guys,
use some more lube.
Tweet us in. Let us know what you think about this article, about
and
the story.
What size is too big?
Yeah. My question to you is, the last ever one. Here we go. When did you last complain about something and why?
Ooh. Marcus Moans.
New
Year's Eve.
Last look at about, that cross-promotion.
About an hour ago. Yeah. If you haven't already, go check out Marcus Moans on Snapchat. It's a brilliant series. Snap Original, Making Waves, New Movement.
Snapchatter. Marcus Butler.
2019 is the year of Snapchat and Marcus Butler. That's my complaint.
Are you using that as your answer? Is that...
Yeah, I think so.
Genuine.
Well, okay. I mean, it's true. Well, it is genuine.
No, but what I mean is, like, that's... We want to know the juicy...
Or the juice. Ooh.
Where's the tea?
What's yours?
I can't remember if I spoke about this on the podcast or not, but when we're having our bed delivered...
Oh, mate, you have spoken about this.
On the podcast?
On the podcast.
It's just bad service.
Yeah, and you did the public...
Bad
atting.
Service.
You did the atting on Twitter, getting all aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm an influencer.
I'm not an
Listen
influencer.
To me. You're in trouble. Your company's shit.
What I'm saying is, after I did that, it got sorted.
Ooh. So now you understand everyone who ats companies.
No, because people do it for ridiculous reasons. I was doing it with a genuine reason.
Okay.
And I decide what's genuine and what's not genuine. Because I have a podcast. Well, I say goes.
But in all seriousness, we did talk about it on the podcast a long time ago.
Yeah. So I thought we did. Yeah. But either that...
Also, you've definitely complained about many things since that.
Have I?
Yes.
Not publicly.
But that's not the
I'm
question.
I'm a very moany
when
person.
Did you, yeah, I know. When did you last complain about something?
You sound like Piers Morgan.
Well... Come on, give us an answer.
I don't have an answer. Oh, I'll have to go back to what I said with the bed, and it was really bad.
I feel like I could tell one for you.
Oh, go on. And if you've got one, by all means, spill it.
You're moaning about Man United the other day.
Yeah, actually. Okay, I'll give you that. Oh, Mourinho, just leave, please.
Manager of the year.
Just go. Like, no, we all respect what you've done and everything like that. You've had a fantastic career, but leave. It's not working.
Get out.
Just go. Walk. The United shouldn't have to pay you compensation for the shit job you've done this season. Go.
He's listening to this, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
The players are shit as well.
No, they're not. We've got one of the most exciting young players in the world.
Oh, yeah. Jadon Sancho, is it?
Martial. Rashford.
Oh, yeah.
The list goes on and on. Luke Shaw. We've got some amazing young players.
Yeah, so it's up to them to do bits on the pitch.
Oh, it's up to
it's
the manager.
It's not just about the manager.
Nah, to I'm give not, them the platform nah, to perform.
Nah, I'm not about that. He has many times. Rashford started many games and he's flopped.
Well, yeah, because they're playing him out wide. Yeah, he's not a winger. He's a striker.
It's the same when Dave said watching the World Cup when Kyle Walker was out of position and he couldn't pass. And Dave's like, oh, he's out of position. Mate, you should be able to pass a football wherever you are on the pitch. Don't give me that shit.
So, if you enjoyed this bit of football chat, we'll be back next year.
So just saying, it's not all on the manager. It is up to the player. It's a combination of the two. Pogba needs to step up.
One of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that.
One of the most inconsistent players in the world.
I can't argue with that.
So,
yeah, that's my
Mourinho
answer.
Mourinho is shit. Players are also being shit. Well, that wraps up the end of this episode and the end of 2018.
And the end of this podcast.
And, yeah. We will see you next year with the football podcast. Thanks for staying on the journey. Thank you for carrying on sticking with us. And
yeah, thanks for a brilliant 2018. We've had a lot of fun on here, haven't we? Like when we haven't been uploading as much on the channels, it's always been nice to come on here and interact with everybody.
Yes, everyone's sat around here now. But yeah, it's been lovely. And we will see you guys next year. We'll be back with a bang.
Have a good Christmas, New Year's Eve, all that kind of stuff. Enjoy.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.